Journalist Jad Sliman of National Public Radio interviewed risk communication expert Peter M. Sandman on March 8, 2021, on public health messaging that aims to persuade the audience at the expense of truth, some examples from COVID-19 and earlier. This is Segment 3, Two Pandemics, Swine Flu versus COVID-19. For the other segments, the complete hour and 45-minute interview, or other content on risk communication, go to www.psandman.com.
So the H1N1 pandemic was, you write here, was the first influenza pandemic in your professional life. What do you remember? What kind of similarities or differences can you recall between, like, public health communication then and now?
Yeah, I mean, there are a bunch of similarities and a bunch of differences, but H1N1 or swine flu, which is what most people call it, the thing that's most interesting about swine flu and most different from the situation we're in now is it turned out to be quite mild. They didn't know it was going to be mild, and when swine flu began, there's argument about whether it began in Mexico or it began in the United States, but it began in North America in any case, not China. When it began, it was terrifying and terrifying to the experts. They had bird flu in the back of their mind, which has never become a pandemic, but, bird flu is horribly deadly. I mean, an order of magnitude deadlier than COVID-19. But so far, the bird flu virus has not learned efficient transmission from one human to another. So people catch it, and then 30 or 40% of them die, which is awful. But not very many people catch it. So there was this fear that bird flu was going to be a pandemic. And a lot of my work was, how do we get ready for a bird flu pandemic, which would be the worst pandemic in human history? And then it didn't happen, at least so far, knock wood. Then along comes swine flu, and nobody thought it was going to be as bad as bird flu, but the early data indicated that it might be really bad. And then it turned out to be every bit as transmissible as we feared, every bit as much a pandemic as we feared, but much milder. It infected a lot of people, but it killed a very small percentage of them. And the sort of most stunning thing about swine flu is because it replaced earlier circulating strains of flu that were actually deadlier than this pandemic strain, it saved lives. The idea of a pandemic that saves lives is almost incomprehensible, but the swine flu pandemic saved lives because it outcompeted more deadly flu strains. In stark contrast to that, the COVID-19 pandemic is the worst public health crisis since 1918. Swine flu saved lives, and COVID-19 is I don't know what the worldwide death rate is. I mean, it's millions of people. So they're incredibly different. But the first communication mistake that experts made in about COVID-19 was, in hindsight, given bird flu never went pandemic, swine flu went pandemic, but it was no biggie. Then we add Zika, which turned out to be less serious than we feared, and SARS, that turned out to be less serious than we feared. And Ebola, which was horribly serious in Africa, but in the countries where it was circulating, but never was a big deal anywhere else. And in every one of those cases, public health professionals sounded the alarm and wound up, in hindsight, looking to the public like they had overreacted. So along comes COVID-19, and you know, in real time, because, you know, I mean, I don't hang out with these experts, but I'm kind of networked with them because I worked on communication with them on I helped them sound the alarm and turn out wrong. Along comes COVID-19, and you could almost see them saying, well, damn it, I'm not going to make the same mistake again. I'm not going to overwarn people again and have it turn out to be no biggie. So they made the opposite mistake. And you can kind of forgive it because, you know, they'd been over alarming several times and their credibility had suffered as a result. After swine flu, there were accusations in the European Parliament that they were exaggerating the seriousness of the swine flu virus in order to sell vaccine, which was never true. They were exaggerating the seriousness because they thought it was more serious than it turned out to be. This time, they greatly understated how serious it was in the early months. So you had experts simply not willing to shout from the rooftops, this could be the big one. And it turned out to be the big one.
And do you think that has to do with just the science wasn't in? Like experts, there was like true uncertainty or did it have to do more with, I guess, a fear of panic?
Both. Part of what was going on is, you know, having been wrong in one direction a bunch of times, you know, the science was uncertain, but they interpreted the available science in a way that was through the filter of their prior experience of having been found to overreact. So that, you know, they were more reluctant than they should have been to notice that this time it didn't look like it was going to be a nothing burger. And part of that, as you say, is after they concluded that it's a big deal, they were reluctant to say so. So, you know, my wife and colleague, Jody Lenard, and I posted a column on Ian McKay's Virology Down Under blog, which is widely read. And that column went viral. I'd have to look up the date, but I think it was in February of 2020. And the title of the column was Past Time to Say It's a Pandemic or something like that. You know, that, you know, we were telling virologists who read that column, stop hedging your bets. It's gonna be pandemic. It's gonna be pretty, at least pretty serious and maybe very serious. And now you're underreacting.